Hi, everyone. This is Rain for Res Life. I have a friend. Well, he's really the friend of a friend, but he's really smart and he knows a lot of different things. It's just, I can't stand having conversations with him. Now, normally you put me in a room with someone who reads a lot, has traveled, watches a lot of movies, and plays video games, and we could talk till the sun comes up. But this kid, he makes me crazy. And for a long time, I couldn't figure out why. Like I said, he's intelligent and has a diverse range of knowledge. Finally, one night I was driving home, thinking about some different things I've been reading lately, when it hit me. That guy drives me insane because he never likes anything. I'm serious. Any movie, any book, any game or song we talk about, even if he says he likes it, the entire time he talks about it, he tears it apart. He mocks the composition or points out the gaps in the story. Nothing is ever good enough. And I feel so gross after talking to him because I feel like I just got dunked in an ocean of negativity and cynicism. It's a really depressing way to live your life. Never appreciating beauty because you're searching for the flaws. Never able to just enjoy a film because you're coming up with pithy comments to say to your friends. Never really getting the essence and the magic of someone's imaginative creation because all you care about is thinking about what you would have changed and done better. Listen to what Scripture tells us about how to live our lives in Romans 15, verses 13 and 14. Quote, "May God, the source of hope, fill you with all joy and peace by means of your faith in Him, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. My friends, I myself feel sure that you are full of goodness, that you have all knowledge, and that you are able to teach one another." End quote. A truly wise approach to life is to work at seeing the glorious Creator's fingerprints all over this world, including the artistic imagination and creativity that He infuses into us as humans. Next time you find yourself going negative, stop and ask, "Where might I see God in this?" Doing this can change your life from cynical to thankful.